It's been a week since a white police officer killed George Floyd, an unarmed black man, and civil unrest has not quelled. Tens of thousands of people in Houston marched with Floyd's family, calling for justice.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
Floyd had recently moved to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where he died after an officer shoved his knee in Floyd's neck for 8 minutes. As he pled, "I can't breathe," before becoming unresponsive. Despite a pandemic, his death spurred massive protests, police violence, looting, and property destruction. Floyd's brother, Philanese Floyd, urged nonviolence in Houston.
"I don't want nobody to be protesting violently, man. You're shaming all our name, not just his name. It's bigger than my brother. We got kids growing up. Sooner or later, they're going to be trying to figure it out, and they're going to say, who next? We trying to break the cycle right now."
Widely seen bystander video showing Floyd's death has sparked calls for change and police accountability. The officer, Derek Chauvin, has been fired and charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Three other officers involved were fired but have not been charged. That sparked the ire of Al Green, a Texas congressman, who marched, then spoke at the rally.
"I am angry. I'm angry because 4 men are involved in the taking the life of a dear brother, and only 1 man has been arrested. I'm angry. And I'm angry because we know that if the shoe was on the other foot, people would be in jail. I'm angry. I'm angry because not only do we want an arrest, we want a conviction. But the conviction and the arrest won't be enough. We want arrest, conviction, and we want time. They've got to do some time."
Before Officer Chauvin's arrest and Floyd's death, he faced at least a dozen prior complaints, including police brutality. He had also been involved in at least 2 shootings, one fatal. How the officer was allowed to remain on the force for so long, despite a growing track record of misconduct, and how to stop that from happening again, is a topic of legislation Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee wants to address. She also marched and spoke at the rally.
"It is time for a revolution of change for the dignity of all of us, no matter what our color. And so on Thursday, I will introduce revolutionary legislation that talks about a new culture for police and for policing, for recruitment, for de-escalation, for accreditation, for knowing that police are here as they should want to be, to protect and serve."
Lee pledged legislation would be named after George Floyd. Continued protests are also going down in cities across the country, with tens of thousands gathering in Los Angeles, New York, and Minneapolis, where protesters held a sit-in breathe-in in front of the National Guard and military tanks. They called for cuts to law enforcement budgets and investments in social services, like health care for all. Family members of George Floyd are expected to attend a memorial service in his honor Thursday in Minneapolis. A second memorial is scheduled to occur in Rayford, North Carolina, where Floyd was born, on Saturday. Floyd's body will be laid to rest in Houston, Monday, June 8th. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.